Online Podcast 357. Sorry about that heavy, heavy bass and the not so loud intro song. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is me, the Ong, one and only Ong. I have with me today my special guest, Mr. Chai. Hello, Chai. Do you want to say hello to the tens of listeners out there? Want to say hi? Yes, thank you. You are so good. Thank you for saying hello. Can you say hello, everybody? Good boy. You are so darling. Good boy. Anyway, that was Chai Butthole. Middle name is Butthole because he likes to stick his butt in your face like he's doing right now on my recorder. Anyway, welcome back to Online Podcast. I almost didn't want to do a show because I was tired. I worked, it's Sunday. I worked all day today. Let me see if I can make sure that my microphone is at the right level. Testing, 1, 2, okay. Boy, what do you want? I worked all day today. My day started at 6:30 with my alarm clock waking me up. But prior to that, I have to thank my little Chai Butthole trying to wake me up by scratching the bed and, you know, trying to get us pay attention to him and feed him, essentially. And so that's that. And then I woke up. I have to sing at the church today. So I went to church and sang, and it went very well. I realized for the last, couple of months when I did my singing, I wasn't very prepared, and I was kind of like a little bit of a train wreck, if you may. And but today went very well. Everything went very smoothly, and I sang very expressively. And so yeah. Anyway, I have a big change is coming to my computing, as some of you may know. Let me see if I can turn. You guys know that I have. Okay, can you hear that? You are listening to the sound of my iPad, obviously. And the reason why I'm telling you this is not because I want to tell you that I bought an iPad. You all know that I bought an iPad. Chai Butthole, please. Oh, he just hit the microphone. Chai, do you want to just... Boy. Anyway, let me see. My change of computing habit that I tweeted about... It's very interesting and see how I really changed the way I use my computers and how I use my iPad, my iPhone, with the introduction of the dear iPad in my life. I didn't think I was going to be affected by it all that much, since it's a completely new category for me. I don't really know what to expect. I knew I was going to like it, so... After I purchased my iPad, I stopped taking my 13-inch MacBook Pro to work, because essentially when I use my 13-inch MacBook Pro is because it's 13-inch, it's smaller, and it's easy for me to carry, and I would basically do, the web, surf the web, read all my Google readers, all the subscriptions of RSS subscriptions, as well as... pay bills, get all my emails on my 13-inch MacBook Pro. Every now and then, I would probably do some, serious job, which is very rare when I'm at work, because most of the time, I'll be on my work machine working. And so, since after I got my iPad, I haven't taken my 13-inch MacBook Pro to work at all. I was going to see, to test the first few days to see if I can actually live without my MacBook Pro, my 13-inch MacBook Pro. So I did that for 2 weeks now, I guess, whenever the iPad was launched. And it's been functioning properly, perfectly fine for me. There was a little bit of a burp. It was perfectly fine for me, and I thought, now that I have a 13-inch MacBook Pro that I'm not using all that much, but I do need it still. You know, when I'm traveling, when I want to do serious stuff like post the show, recording the show, play the theme music like this. And I couldn't do it without a real computer. So, but the problem is that I also have an iMac in the studio, and the iMac is now put away. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. My iMac is now put away because I only use the iMac when I'm in the studio recording. I use that for a second source of audio. I used to do all the Skype chat. If I have any Skype call, I would do the Skype call directly from my MacBook Pro 13 inch. And then I would do all the sound effects on my iMac. And the reason why I needed an iMac was because I wanted a dedicated machine that was powerful enough prior to me having the MacBook Pro. Is a machine that is dedicated for the studio because I was doing at that time quite a few recordings for other people that, you know, that pays. So I pretty much used the money and then started buying the computer. I know it's probably meta. If you're not a Mac user, you're probably going to be turning away. That's fine. That's fine. And so I just thought that it might not be as smart as it really could have been with two machines that I don't use as much now, especially my iMac. And my iMac is under 3 years old. It's about 2.5 years old. And I thought if I were to sell that, then I could just use my 13-inch MacBook Pro and it would be fine. And so I toyed with that idea and realized that on my 13-inch MacBook Pro, I just could not run software that I need to run for my animation projects. I use After Effects. And so it's too processor and graphics heavy that I will not be able to run it on my 13-inch MacBook Pro. And so I decided then maybe I then can sell my 13-inch MacBook Pro now that a lot of the tasks that I was doing on my 13-inch MacBook Pro is now replaced by the iPad. I could probably then sell my laptop and just have it the iMac. However, I have done there are too many occasions where I am actually heavily productive with, especially podcast. I would be editing shows, posting shows that I couldn't otherwise do on my iPad. So that won't work. So finally, I came to the conclusion, and it was right around that time you realized that Apple released the new revision of all the MacBook Pro line products. And of course, the idea came to me if I can sell my iMac and my MacBook Pro 13 inch, which is under a year old, I will use those money to purchase a MacBook Pro that is more powerful than the 13 inch that I have. Long story short, too late, sorry. That's what I did. So the MacBook Pro is coming, and I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, you just bought a car, and now you just bought an iPad, and now you bought a MacBook Pro. But I am selling two of my computers to buy one computer that can be both powerful and portable. So there. That said, there'll be a lot of changes that I'm gonna have to get used to because looking at my computer right now, things are different. I have my soundboard just now put on my MacBook Pro. Not the new one, just the old one, just to kind of see if I can actually have the setup working properly for me. And it is. So far, so good. And so I will be having new setup. I guess the next time we talk, we will probably have the new setup. Now, hopefully the two computers are sold. I took some pictures this weekend. I like to take really delicious looking pictures. You know how it is when you want to sell a house and you hire or dress up your house? What's it called? Staging. You stage your house for sale when it goes on the market to help you get a buyer and to help you get a buyer who's willing to pay a lot of money if the house is staged properly. And so I thought I could apply that same idea to the computers that I'm selling. And it worked last time. I took really good pictures to the point where I have to actually put a really large, te not large, but a text that indicating that all the images that you're looking at are pictures of the computer that you will be purchasing because they look so delicious that you may think that it's actually stock pictures. So I did the same thing, but I did have to do it this time without in the studio. I brought that, it was a laptop before, and then I brought it into a studio and it was white background, everything delicious. But this time I just took pictures at home, but and it still looked really, really gorgeous. So hopefully my computers will sell next time we talk. At least one of them, if not both. I would like to sell both of them. And that is the story about my Mac. So if you hear me talking about new setup, that is the reason. Of course, I only took 12 minutes to explain that to you, but I also want to let you know one of the other things is the lottery. $258 million that is supposed to be me did not come to me. It went to this person, Mr. Shaw, I believe, in Marshall, Missouri, which is kind of not too far from here, like an hour, maybe an hour and a half, 2, 3 hours away from here, not too far from him in Missouri. And he won the lottery. Very exciting. And I was like, I was disappointed because, I think I talked about this on here as well, is that I've been hearing this voice telling me to get the tickets because it's calling for my name, and I thought for sure I'm going to win. Well, not really, but I was hoping that I was going to win the lottery. And I did not. And he did. Let me see if I have any sound effect for that. So I did not win, but ooh, I'm just looking at oh, this is the Penang Hokkien show. Actually, here's the ding the bell sound effect. Let's see. Let's see if we can control the volume. Ooh. Word of the bell this week is. That's word of the bell for ding the bell. Anyway, so what was I talking about? I forgot. I totally got distracted by the sound effects, soundboard thingy. Computer. Lottery, yes. So I was disappointed, and then I went online and read and see, who this person who won the lottery. And it was this guy, 29 years old. No two front teeth. A little bit high trashy. Not judging. I'm just saying, that the appearance, with this little hat and no, the missing two front teeth, smiling brightly, because I would totally do that. If I won $258 million, it doesn't matter if I have no teeth. But personally, I would probably go to the dentist first. Get it all fixed, then go claim my prize. Then I can smile with my teeth on. But that's just me, and I'm vain, I'm shallow. But here's the thing. I look at his pictures and I read the stories, and he was saying that he had like about $28 in his checking account right before he won this big prize money, cash money. And even after, I think if he take the whole lump sum rather than spreading it out over like 30 years or something, he will get $126 million still. Oh, that is so good. Anyway, so he talked about how he still owes his friend $1,000 because he bought a truck from his friend and has no money to pay his friend, and he was struggling to pay his electricity bill and was just worrying about, you know, how could he possibly pay his stack of bills at home. And then one day after work, they were talking. It's like, yeah, maybe he should buy. And he works for the gas station too. So he, before he left work, he bought five tickets or whatever, five numbers or whatever you call it. And then he won. So in a way, of course, I would like for me to win. But in a way, I kind of feel good that he won. You know, my, I'm not trying to be like all hero and superhero and be really kind or generous. I'm just reporting exactly what I felt when I read his stories. I feel like, you know, he's more deserving than I, because he really needed the money, and hopefully he'll be spending his money wisely. You know, it's not my business. It is his money. He can do whatever he wants with it. But he did say he wants to get go to the dentist and get nice teeth done. So that's good for him. But I felt like, you know, yeah, I mean, I at least I'm not struggling to pay for my electricity bill. I just now got, you know, some nice computers, which I really need to be saving more, but whatever. That said, I am not, at least I'm not struggling to be paying my, to paying my bills, utility bills. And so if I don't win, it's not the end of the world for me. But, you know, if he doesn't win, he probably have to get into a deeper, I don't know, debt or whatever. So it's actually kind of nice that it's sweet that he wins, because it would suck if the $250 million go to like somebody who's already wealthy. Then it would suck big time. But if it goes to somebody who's poor, then, or not so well-to-do, like me, then it would be a lot nicer. I think the money would be better appreciated that way. So I'm glad that the money went to him, and I'm happy. So I also have another thing that I want to talk to you about. I'm not going to take up too much of your time, since I'm kind of a little bit sleepy and tired. I'm going to pluck the headphones in my iPad, and I want to play the video of, or the, at least you get to hear the sound of the this guy that I'm sure, when I play this song, you guys will know who I'm talking about. Let's see. Okay. Can you hear it? Let me see if you can hear it. Is it playing even? It's loading still. All
right. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited that I can join this show, and because you are very famous in the whole world.
Thank you. Well, thank you for being here. And is your first time here in the United States?
Yeah, this is my first time to come to America.
Uh-huh. Well, and you competed on something that's like American Idol here. It is called Superstar Avenue, right?
超级星光大道.
What made you want to audition for that show?
Because 因为我之前看到 Susan Boyle and Paul Potts 他们的表.
Anyway, you know who I'm talking about, right? This young kid, I think he's 24. His name is Lin Yuqun. And he recently performed at, well, he did the competition in Taiwan and became a YouTube hit, and then was brought over to America to several different shows, and one of them was the Ellen DeGeneres show. And so he sang nicely Whitney Houston's, what is it? What the hell is it called? I Will Always Love You. So I'll play a little bit of that.
And I will always love you.
So very nice voice. He is a guy. Very chubby guy. He doesn't look at all glamorous. Have a very bad haircut, according to my book. But very charming, very sweet. He's cute, but not like, you know, what you typically would think of a singer on American Idol. You want them to look hot, you want them to look sexy, you want to be able to, you know, have the sex appeal. Now, after Susan Boyle, that is like your, I guess, the other extreme. If you don't look your type, if you don't look the typical pop star image, but then when you open your mouth, you have this amazing, gorgeous voice, then it gives you a completely different market now, especially with the web. After Susan Boyle's phenomena, it becomes a positive thing. And I really find that to be a really great positive thing, because I've always had that struggle too, right? You know, I've always wanted to be a singer. I've never really have the guts to pursue that, because I just thought that I don't have that quality, you know, I don't look the part. And then I'm also not like that completely out of the mainstream look. I'm just very normal. So I can't even go that Susan Boyle route, right? Unless I completely pretend to be something else that I'm not. But so I'm kind of stuck. if you're the Susan Boyle of Taiwan, you can be like this guy, Lin Yuqun, and be very famous because he sounded so good. And now if I wonder if that voice coming from a better looking guy, would that be as popular? Probably won't be as big a hit as it is now, because it was like a Susan Boyle moment where she doesn't look her part, and then suddenly she opens her mouth, this beautiful voice comes out. Essentially that makes two clear statements. One is that we are very shallow. We only think that people who are gorgeous would have a good sounding voice. And that is just what the pop market made us think. Because all the singers that we see are packaged and they look really good and all that. And therefore, we're trained, essentially, to expect good looks and, you know, nice body from somebody who has a really beautiful voice. And then when somebody that is completely out of that, overweight, bad hair, bad outfit, and then suddenly, if they open their mouths and they sound good, then it suddenly becomes this mega phenomenon that we don't Susan Boyle and this kid. I'm happy for him. I'm actually happy for that, because they have the guts to do that. And especially after listening to another interview with this kid. And it was a very emotional one. Essentially what he said was that after Susan Boyle, he felt like he had the opportunity, the Susan Boyle song, you know, that particular song, was it Dream Something from Les Mis? After that song, he felt personally touched by her performance, as well as the fact that she doesn't look the part, but then sounded amazing and became a star. So that sort of was his inspiration, and he did it, and he is himself becoming a star. And it was very touching listening to him talk about that, because he talked about how his parents are stopping him, were stopping him from singing, and almost wanted to kick him out of the house because he wanted to pursue his singing career, and they just don't see any results. And but see what happens. So it gives some of us courage, but at the same time, like I said, you know, I am not in any of those two extremes. I'm just plain. I'm just vanilla. Nothing special, nothing interesting, except for my charm, if you know me personally or biblically. Let's just leave it at that. How about that? So, come back next week, and I'll probably have a new setup then. If you have any comments, you can call 920 iPhone 1 or send me an email online@gmail.com or go to onlinepodcast.com and leave a comment there on the website. Or go to iTunes, search for Online Podcasts, and subscribe to my podcast there as well. Until next week, don't forget to smile, ladies or bitches.